All right, here's what I'd like to do for the rest of this day. Excuse me, Ms. Braun. Thank you. What I'd like to do for the rest of the day is we have a discussion. Mr. Bellavance has a motion for priorities. Ms. Cornahan has a presentation. And once we dispense with that, under other business, if you want to have a discussion about Amendment 23, it is not on the agenda. There'll be no action taken whatsoever, but maybe there'll be some questions or some discussion, and perhaps Mr. Penney can answer those questions. But it'd be good. It would be good to get those out on the table today. So, Chairman Bellavance.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So the next part of my committee report is on our 2022 priorities. Dr. Cornahan has another part to her presentation that'll give us a progress report on where we are to date. And also, I have a motion from the Groundfish Committee to consider potentially changing our priorities for this year. So without further ado, I'll pass it over to Dr. Cornahan.
Thank you. I have another brief presentation, and then I can take your questions after that. So again, progress report on the other council priorities, and you'll be considering a Groundfish Committee motion on priorities for this year. One of the features of Amendment 23 is a review process, and it would be evaluating the efficacy of sector monitoring coverage rates, including establishing metrics and indicators of how well the monitoring program improved accuracy while maximizing value and minimizing costs. And so we've had this on the multi-year priority list for a while. The PDT will begin work now that we know which measures that the entire action has been improved, and developing those metrics in consultation with the committee and council, and testing some of that with some preliminary analysis with data we have now, and as more data becomes available. The review would occur 2 years after two full years of data is available. And so this is the possible timeline for working through that. We also think that, or the plan development team thinks that it could be helpful to have the SSC look at this at some point in the next year or so. So in our initial discussions, we talked about having a before period and an after period of Amendment 23 and what those years would look like. How would we characterize that time? We also started to brainstorm a list of metrics and indicators, but really some of the subgroup is going to get work going on that in the coming weeks. And there were some issues raised in the proposed rule that we talked through as well at the time. So your February council meeting, you received a final report from the Atlantic Cod Stock Structure workshops that occurred last year. And you also received an update from the Atlantic Cod Research Track Working Group. You had a discussion of management implications and held that preliminary discussion. And as you recall, you discussed what some next steps could be. And at the time was decided you may consider a change in priorities at this meeting. This was the main question you discussed. Does the council support the research track working group's initial proposal for the four biological units as a new paradigm for the management units? And in that process of having that discussion, you had, as you recall, there were these five other discussions that were nested in that, and you had discussion of those for several hours. And at the conclusion of that discussion, you made this motion, and you asked that the committee consider whether priorities should be changed to develop what you termed a transition plan. So transitioning from the current two COD management units, from up to two to the five revised management units. There's a lot of discussion about what could be included in a transition plan. But ultimately, it was pared down to developing the plan. So since then, the plan development team met on March 9th, And in the meeting summary, we talk about when is the transition? You know, when does it actually occur based on the specifications we have or expect to have? Well, right now, we have specifications that could be approved through Framework 63 for Gulf of Maine COD for 2022, 2023, and 2024. In that same action is a one-year specification for Georgia's Bank COD. And as you just initiated in Framework 65, the next 2 years for Georgia's Bank COD. So assuming that 63 and 65 are approved, there would be specifications for 3 years for those two stocks. The management track peer review is scheduled for March of next year, so less than a year away. And those could be used. The research track peer review is scheduled for March of next year, excuse me. And those could be used in the management track September of the same year. And that would be for 2024 going forward specifications. So it'd be that final year of specifications that could be revised. So in order to have specifications in place for fishing year 2024, we typically need a final action by December of 2023. So that's next year, December. So this is when the transition time would be between now and December of 2023, when you would be discussing these kinds of topics. The plan development team made a recommendation. You should consider changing priorities this year to start developing a plan and from moving from the two management units up to five, and then reiterating this would be a multi-year priority. The committee also discussed this and has a motion that Chairman Bellavance will share with you in a moment. I just want to return to the present priority that you have right now, and that's to allocate Georgia's Bank COD to the recreational fishery and establish accountability measures. This would be a multi-year priority informed by the COD stock structure work. During 2022, the Groundfish PDT staff would draft a white paper on potential allocation approaches and accountability measures in order to inform and shape subsequent action in 2023. And that was at your December council meeting when you took final action on priorities for this year. That concludes my presentation, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Doctor. Any questions for Dr. Cornain from the council? Seeing none. Anyone from the public? Seeing none. Chairman Bellavance.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thanks, Jamie, for your presentation. So as Dr. Cornain mentioned, I have a groundfish committee motion. Looks like Joan has it up on the board. So it's a committee motion, so it won't need a second. I can read it into the record if you'd like. I move on behalf of the committee to change priorities for 2022, adding a transition plan for Atlantic Cod management from the current two management unit to up to five management units, a multi-year priority. As part of the transition plan, there will be a white paper on potential approaches to allocate Georgia's Bank COD, and that's quotated, and I can explain that, to the recreational fishery delivered in 2022 to inform the 2023 priorities discussion. The council supports the use of contractors to complete part of this work, including work on the white paper.
Okay, it is a committee motion. It does not need a second. Mr. Bellavance.
Thanks. So the reason that the Georgia's Bank COD was put into quotations is mostly because of the COD stock structure work that's being done and some uncertainty as to what that actually means. So during the committee, we had a discussion about whether this would mean the current stock structure as we know it. And there were some folks that thought there wouldn't be value to doing that if we're going to change it all around. And others thought, well, would it mean what the new COD stock structure could look like? And if we don't know what that is, how can we move forward? So the committee decided to put that in quotations and to make it clear that this would be a way to just describe to the council that this is what the ultimate Georgia's Bank COD stock would look like at the end of all the transition work.
Okay, thank you. So out to the council. Any discussion of the motion on the board? from members of the council. Mr. Pierdnak.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I had initially had concerns about this white paper. You know, I'm all for trying to look at sub-ACLs and so on for the recreationally for COD and Georges Bank. But with the fact that it's not clear whether we're dealing with two stocks or four stocks, I'm not sure how one could go about, you know, coming up with a conclusion that isn't 50 pages long, 100 or 200 or 300 pages long. I'm really not sure of the extent of what this white paper is, if it's 10 pages or several hundred. In addition, I don't know whether this would consider a harvest control rule. I don't know how we get to that point to look at what you would do to manage that fishery and come up with that ACL. So there's a lot of questions that I have. I would recommend that we just table this until it's clear of whether we're doing the two or five stocks and then go from there full bore moving forward. So I would prefer that it just gets tabled. Thank you.
Do you want to make a motion to that effect?
Certainly, unless there's another mechanism or approach to that, that I should take.
What we can do is we can have a discussion amongst the council, see how it goes, and then you're welcome to make any motion like. So.
If that's reasonable, I'd be happy to. Thank
okay,
you.
Perfect. Ms. Ware.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So what I really like about this motion is adding in the transition plan for Atlantic Cod Management. And I think as Jamie really well described, I'm not sure what we do at the end of next year in terms of quotas versus management areas. And that makes me really nervous, not starting the discussion on this now. So I would not be in favor of tabling this motion because I think that the need for the transition plan is pretty acute. At the committee, you know, there were several iterations of motions, and I think this ended up as kind of a compromise motion from the committee. So at this point, I'm willing to support this, and I hope we can move it forward today.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Ware. Ms. Eadry.
Thank you. Similar to Ms. Ware, I can support this motion as currently written. I couldn't support tabling the discussion. Where I think folks are struggling, and I know myself, I'm struggling, is trying to figure out how one navigates the ongoing research track, which will be looking at different ways to model scientifically up to five management units. I believe that they've currently settled on modeling four management units. I think that, you know, in having that analysis and having that work ongoing, we're getting slightly bogged down on how you translate a scientific modeling exercise. And then I guess what is the discussion of what kind of management units we want to be managing under. You know, we could model for four stocks and get really informed, distinct information for those four stocks, but still manage for two. It's confusing and complicating, which, you know, from the very beginning, I still had strong feelings and still have strong feelings about letting the research track play out. But I realize I'm in the minority on that one. So in that respect, I feel much more comfortable continuing to have this discussion and not losing sight of how we look at the recreational fishery in light of the Atlantic cod stock structure work. So I'm going to keep this and support this motion that came out of the committee, and I would not be supporting a motion to table it.
Next, I have Mr. Salerno, then Dr. Sissonwine.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Actually, I think my two questions are more of a procedural. One is, I assume that because this is a change in priorities, we're looking for a two-thirds vote. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. My second question is, if for some reason this motion was tabled, what would be, would that pretty much freeze our current priority that has already been voted on?
Well, if this motion is tabled, which is to change priorities, the current priorities would stay in place.
So, okay, so to address Mr. Pearnock's concern, we would still be doing a white paper on our Georgia's Bank COD allocation to the recreational fisheries. That's my understanding then, correct?
Yeah, I think that's correct, Dan.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Dr. Sissonwine.
Yes, thank you. I don't have a strong view about whether the white paper needs to be addressed in this motion or not, but I feel very strongly we do need to proceed with a change in priorities to address a transition to whatever new COD stock structure we end up adopting. So thank you.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else from the council? Ms. Denise.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm not sure if this is directed to the committee chair, but I'll direct it towards Dr. Cornan. I am a little confused here. Normally in our priorities, when a committee brings forward a recommendation for a change in priorities, they're supposed to provide how this affects workload. I didn't see any of that in the prior committee's discussion, and I didn't see a recommendation to drop some priority from our work list. So maybe Jamie could elaborate a little bit on the workload implications of this.
Doctor.
The committee did have a discussion about the use of contractors to support council work. And so that last statement is trying to address the issue of resources. It doesn't necessarily address the issue of the priorities of the council and what the council staff would be responsible for. So I think that was the approach. And there was some discussion at the committee about replacing the transition plan priority with the current one that we have now, which is about the white paper in year one and in the year two on the allocation and the AM. So I think there was some underlying discussion leading up to this, what was described, I think, by Ms. Ware as a compromise motion that did try to address resource issues. In the end, the committee supported expanding the current priority and elaborating that a transition plan is what they're looking at, and also in part would want to look toward the recreational fishery allocation issue as a first step. I think that addresses your question. Was there a second part to it?
Ms. Denise.
No, I just wanted to make sure the council understands what we're doing is we're not modifying priorities to fit this in. We're adding a priority, which is the COD stock structure stuff. As Mr. Salerno pointed out, we already have a white paper plan for writing in 2022 as a multi-year priority for the sub-ACL. But there is the addition of this other work. It's not altogether clear that we'll be able to contract this white paper work out, and it could wind up being a PDT priority workload issue as well.
Ms. Cornan.
The PDT routinely develops sub-ACLs and certainly can be well suited for that work if necessary. The development of an ACL for Georgia's Bank COD and the recreational fishery, that work is not unlike the work we would do to develop what you call a catch target. So what I would see is we can only take it so far. We could potentially develop some methods with the committee, some approaches, but in order to know what data would be used in Southern New England, and that's why Georgia's Bank COD is in quotations, and also what portion of the Georgia's Bank stock would now be part of the Gulf of Maine stock that we presently know, we need that to come from the research track. And from what I understand, and I'm also a member of the research track, is that the discussion of how to differentiate the recreational data will occur this summer. So although we might be able to develop some approaches, we won't be able to actually use the data yet. That may take some time until we know, you know, right now we have the MRIP data being organized for each species into two areas, now potentially into up to five. And there are some challenges with that that the working group will need to work through. But it would be my hope that when we get that data organized, that the PDT could then work through it with whatever methods were developed. And we can test that out with the data we presently have for George's cod.
You all set, Don?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Mr. Pierdnock, I'm going to go to you. But to answer your question, what your options are, you have three options the way I see it. One is to let this motion go as it is. The other one is to move the table or to postpone the entire thing. What you can also do is split this motion to divide, in which case you could let the first sentence go as a motion, and then you could pick up the second as a part of the transition plan. That would be a white paper as another motion. And if you're having heartburn with the white paper, you could move to postpone that portion of this motion. Those are your three options. So you want to think about that, and I have no problem going to the public. Okay, thank you. Anybody from the public like to comment on the motion on the board? Ms. O'Dell. Jackie's going to buy you 3 minutes, Mike, so you're all set.
Just more of a question in to this motion and the motion that may be coming. When, since this specifically says potential, the white paper would be based on, the potential for certain approaches to be used. My understanding was there was going to be a white paper before the allocation discussion occurred. How long is a recreational allocation going to actually, how long would that take? That can be done under a framework, correct? And it's not going to take 2 or 3 years, right? It would be then therefore aligned with the outcome of the benchmark. Thanks.
I've only got 2 years and 6 months to go, Jackie. So hopefully I can get it done before that. But Dr. Cornea, who's counting? Dr. Cornane, would you like to answer that timeline question?
So BCLs and AMs can be implemented in a framework.
Jackie, all set? Okay. Dr. Sissonwein, we'll buy you some more time, Mike.
Yes. Thank you. Again, as you, Mr. Chair, correctly pointed out, this can be viewed as, well, it's certainly a two-part motion, and I'm only addressing the first part that deals with the transition plan. I take the second part as a priority we've already agreed, is my understanding. If someone wants to make a motion to change that, that's fine, but I'm not addressing that. With respect to the transition plan, Executive Director Neese raised the issue of workload. This would be a new priority that would obviously have some workload implications. Obviously, that's true, but I strongly support the priority, and I'd argue that it need not be a very large workload in this first year. Remember, it's listed as a multi-year priority. We're about one third of the way through that, the first year of that process, the one for which the immediate concern is being expressed. And I would envision that what's needed in this first year is really just a framework for what this transition plan is going to look like. What are the elements going to be? The real heavy lifting I would envision would come later when one needs to do something like a management strategy evaluation to evaluate different alternatives in terms of the relationship between stock structure and management units. But that would be activity that I wouldn't envision being during this first year of the priority. It would be in later years. So while the executive director is clearly correct that this is an additional workload, I would not envision it as being an insurmountable one during the first year of the process. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Doctor. Ms. Griffin, you haven't had a chance to speak yet, so I'll go to you. And then Mr. Pierdenock.
Just unmuted myself on the webinar, sorry. So I'll just echo my previous comments at the committee that, you know, I believe we do need to get out ahead here and at the very least flagging some of the critical decision points we'll face, you know, mapping those out rather than waiting to be more reactive. And as Dr. Sissonwine just elaborated, much of this could flow into future actions. So just in support of them.
Mr. Pierdenock.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I still sit here and struggle. Is it two stocks? Is it five stocks? I'm assuming this white paper then would look at that cross section. You bring up MSC, and every time that happens, I get concerned. We bring up harvest control rules. Maybe that's the answer to make a change to how we're doing this. As it's pointed out, if you have five units, you now have to deal with five separate MRIP numbers, which we have our issues now with MRIP, and I'm not confident that it's going to get better without averaging them all together like it's presently done for the two stocks. So I'm just concerned that the outcome could be not good if, depending upon how many stocks you look at, then that's maybe why we need a hazard control rule. It's maybe where if MSC comes in, there has to be different options. So that's where I sit here and I struggle with what is this paper, what are the details, and it is all inclusive of the concerns that I have of where we may end up. With that, with what I've heard, I'm not going to propose an amendment. I'll just leave it be, but I just hope that that paper then would be all inclusive of what I'm requesting, and it's not just one dimensional and looks at the two present stocks. Because if everything's going to change, then what's the purpose of the paper? It's why was the time taken to generate such? So, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, any further discussion on the motion on the board? Mr. Simpkins.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Listening to Mr. Pierdenock's conversation and the rest of the things that have gone on here, I'm trying to understand. I wasn't focused in on this when the priority for the white paper came up, so I'm just wondering on what's the timing pressure for that, and is there... Would it make sense for that paper to be drafted after the sort of stock units were clearer and the transition to management units was clearer? Would that make the task of the white paper easier? It just sounds like, to Tom's point about workload, it sounds like it's becoming quite a complicated white paper. And would it be easier if that happened after the transition plan? Or, but I don't know the underlying pressures for getting the white paper done. So, thank you.
Doctor, I don't know them either, but it says it is part of the transition plan. It doesn't say it's the prologue or the appendix, I suppose. You could look at it that way. Dr. Cornain, would you like to address Dr. Simpkins' comment?
So I think what's in the council's wheelhouse is the approach. The data will be coming most likely from the stock assessment to inform how that approach, what data do you use to apply that? So I think in the meantime, the council can work through that. Because what we're really talking about here, right, is allocating between the commercial and recreational fisheries in this area and how that new area on George's Bank, you know, is predominantly commercial catch, and that southern New England area, predominantly recreational catch. And then you have that transition area in the Gulf of Maine where you have a lot of overlap between the two fisheries. So what the council really was going to focus in on is how is it going to approach this question, given the direction the research track is heading. When the data is received, we can update that and, you know, show you what these approaches lead to. You know, does the percentages change? Are they somewhat the same? We now have like a separate Southern New England recreational 75%. I don't know. We have to see what comes out of it.
Dr. Simpkins.
Yeah, I think that answers my, I guess my follow-up question would be, I guess maybe I'm reading in or imagining some sort of priority or timing in this multi-part motion, but if it's, if the council's understanding is there's flexibility for the PDT to tackle these things at the right time in the next few years, then I'm a little less concerned, because I know people on the PDT are pretty smart about figuring out how to organize things. So I guess I'd be reassured if the council's understanding is that there's flexibility to do these at the right time over the next few years. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. So I think we've had enough discussion about this. This is a change in priorities. It does take a two-thirds vote, so I'm going to have Mr. Neese call the roll. Hang on a second. Mr. Pappalardo?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Dr. Simpkins' comment forced me to go back and look at this motion, and it clearly says that this white paper is going to be done in time for us to inform our priorities discussion at the end of this year.
Okay, thank you, John. Okay, so we're going to call a question. Mr. Neese, please call the roll.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Please answer yes, no when I call your name to the motion on the board. Mr. Aristad?
Yes.
Mr. Alexander?
Yes.
Mr. Bellavance?
Yes.
Ms. Braun?
Yes.
Ms. Eatried?
Yes.
Mr. Godfrey? Try again, Mark.
Yes.
Ms. Patterson?
Yes.
Mr. Salerno?
Yes.
Ms. Ware?
Yes.
Mr. Oshevsky?
Yes.
Mr. Pappalardo?
Yes.
Mr. Pierdnak?
Yes.
Mr. Penney?
Yes.
Ms. Griffin?
Yes.
Dr. Sissenwein?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Tracy?
Yes.
Motion is 17-0, carries.
Okay, very good. Mr. Bellavance.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That concludes the committee report for Groundfish. You're going to handle the Amendment 23 stuff under other business, right?
Yeah.
So that's it for me. Thanks.
Okay.